Good morning, I'm Mitch Wertlieb with this VPR News. The candidates for lieutenant governor hit the campaign trail, or more accurately, the campaign track this weekend. VPR's Annie Russell has more.
Lieutenant Governor Phil Scott was in the middle of a race this weekend. Well, two races, actually.
For some of my competitors, they think being lieutenant governor is somewhat of an interesting hobby for a race car driver.
Scott had just completed a time trial to qualify for the Milk Bowl at Thunder Road in Barrie. It's one of the biggest stock car races in Vermont. It also happens to be a campaign stop for the Republican incumbent in his bid for re-election. So far, it appears Scott is doing well in that race, too. A poll commissioned by WCAX showed Scott getting 58% of the vote. The survey showed Dean Corin, the candidate on both the Democratic and Progressive ballots, getting 24% of the vote. 15% were undecided. Corin is here on Scott's home turf to talk with voters and participate in the cow chip throwing contest. He says the WCAX poll was taken before his campaign ads began running.
That's old data, and things are definitely, improving ever since then. So we're trying our best, working around the clock to make sure we get those numbers up as high as we can.
Corin attributes the poll results in part to name recognition. And here, Phil Scott certainly has that. Scott is from Barrie and has been racing cars here for 25 years. But still, he wonders how many will come out and vote.
My name recognition here is pretty widespread. Not everyone votes that come to the race, which is unfortunate.
But Scott says there are parallels between his interest in racing and his role as lieutenant governor.
I've always raced, I believe, pretty clean. I try and treat people the way they treat me. And it's the same in politics. I think there's a way of going through the process and listening to others and respecting them, but getting your points across as well.
Corin has said he knows Scott is likable, but last week he went after Scott for his views on abortion. Scott supports the idea of requiring minors to notify their parents before they can receive the procedure. In any case, Corin says he's impressed with Scott's performance at the racetrack, if not at the State House.
I enjoyed watching him race. I like the way he drives, very smooth, and I think he does a good job at this, and he should really focus on it.
Both candidates have four more weeks to win over voters. For VPR News, I'm Annie Russell.